Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick, the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics, personal finance, sales and marketing, employment, and many more that are too numerous to name. Some of my past guests include Jeffrey Schneider, Eric Cohen, Adrian Miller, Sylvia Heyman, Alex Kuhn, Evan Rabin, Samuel Wiener, Robert Hernandez, Nancy Schick, Jerry Nyland, and Fernando Coads. This episode is brought to you by Alan Rolnick, the Tax Resolution Ninja. The job of the Tax Resolution Ninja is to protect your rights, fix your tax problem, and save your financial life and your stomach lining. If you owe the IRS money or have not filed a tax return for more than two years, the IRS is looking for you. They are not coming to celebrate your birthday, wedding anniversary, or promotion. They are coming to enforce a levy on your assets. They will levy your wages up to 90%, take your Social Security check up to 85%, seize your bank account and other items that you own, and revoke your passport. To prevent this from happening, you need to call the Tax Resolution Ninja Hotline at 718-841-7317. You see, the Tax Resolution Ninja runs a tax emergency and trauma room that helps people and businesses permanently resolve their tax problems. The Tax Resolution Ninja will do that heavy lifting for you, and you will never have to speak to an IRS agent. If you owe the IRS money and cannot pay it, give me, Alan Rolnick, the Tax Resolution Ninja, a call. I will resolve your tax problem permanently, and you will not have to deal with the IRS alone. The Tax Resolution Ninja is your army and will fight your battle. To stop the IRS, call the Tax Resolution Ninja at 718-841-7317. You will be saving your financial life when you do. My name is Alan Rolnick. I am the Tax Resolution Ninja, and I approve this message. I have with me today Robert Cannon. Robert is the managing member of Cannon Wealth Solutions. Robert has more than three decades of experience working with affluent investors, businesses, and hedge funds across the United States. He places a key focus on creating lifetime income plans for retirement, and in doing so, Robert guides his clients through a very distinctive wealth management and investment process that is specifically designed for financial successful individuals, couples, and families. Robert, thank you for coming on my show.
Absolutely, not a problem at all.
I really appreciate you taking the time. How did you get started in the financial planning area?
It's interesting. I actually answered a blind ad in Long Island, of all places, where you're at. I lived in Queens at the time. It was a blind ad, basically study for a test and we will pay you. So I figured I'm a good test taker. So they're going to pay me to study for a test, not realizing that it was a Series 7. And I went, I was able to work out, play basketball, study for the test. I ended up passing. And then I realized I had this powerful license at the time, Series 7. I always wanted to get into finance, but the firm basically wasn't what I was looking for. But I helped another individual pass the Series 7. We were in the same class. And he told me that he left that firm and he went to another firm and he made a godly amount of money. So, and he was doing the right thing for clients. Obviously, I was intrigued. So we started, working together, and, the rest is history. I always wanted to help people, and it allowed me to figure out a way to carve my niche on helping people, fix their problems and also get paid. I honestly believe this is a noble career path for most people. Some people make, they take the horrible road and is very greedy. I took the road of being a fiduciary. So I basically put my client's best interest first, look to see what's best for them, offer them their solution. And I think that's the best approach, you know, for most advisors to take.
When did you start your own firm?
Great question. About 10 years ago. Well, you know what? Really before that, but 10 years ago, completely on our own. So we were affiliated, is what's called an OSJ, but we're still under another firm. That was years. That was probably maybe 20 years ago. But the registered investment advisor firm was 10 years ago. So that's completely independent of a broker dealer. And you can completely act as a fiduciary. You don't have a firm telling you what you can sell, what you can't sell.
Right.
You can pretty much make a decision what's best for the client, which is, I think, the cleanest way to do business.
Right. So you have connections with all sorts of vehicles, rather than being tied to a Merrill Lynch or a
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And even in terms of like IRAs, you know, I have options to allow you to direct your IRA to real estate or an alternative investment, where if you go through the traditional route with a big brokerage house, it's only mutual funds and stocks and bonds, you know, because right. That's where they're going to make their money. It may not be in your best interest. So I even allow people to have autonomy and decide what's the best investment, you know, that they like for themselves. Because everybody's situation is unique.
Right.
You know, right. And sometimes stocks and bonds are the best solution. But other times, you know, there may be an opportunity where they have some proprietary flow of real estate that they can make, you know, whatever, 20% on their money. So they should be able to take advantage of that. No one should tell them that it's not the right thing for them. Like, I shouldn't tell them, because I can't make them 20% of them on their money, right? And Wall Street shouldn't tell them that they shouldn't take advantage of that with their retirement money. So they should have that discretion and invest in what's best for them.
So how does that work when a client goes into a vehicle that you traditionally do not use to put in your IRA?
So they would have to set up what's called a self-directed IRA. So there's companies out here that will facilitate the transaction for them for a small fee. And you're allowed to actually invest your retirement money in that real estate transaction. Okay. Now, there's certain rules that you have to apply, but you have the ability to transfer that money into a real estate transaction where you can invest in a project where you see fit. Not only, you know, Apple or IBM or, you know, Tesla or, you know, whatever stock, right. You know, the traditional brokerage firm will direct you to.
Do you have to keep that money? You have to keep that money separate from your mutual funds and your IRA mutual funds and stocks and bonds?
I mean, realistically, if you have an IRA, you can do a portion, right? You could do a portion in stocks and bonds, and you could do a portion in real estate. Now, the company that will allow you to do your own transaction is best to, in my opinion, to separate it. So you would have a portion specifically for the real estate or the alternative investment, and then you'll have a portion that you'll keep in your stocks and bonds. Okay. So you can have both.
Okay.
But I would separate the companies.
Right. But all right. So who does all the paperwork for that self-directed?
So the self-directed, that company, the custodian will actually do the paperwork to make sure that is custodian to custodian, that there's no tax consequence and you won't have any tax implications.
Okay. And they've passed this through the IRS to make sure that it's perfect.
Yeah. Everything's perfectly legal. No problems. Okay. It's been around for a long time, actually.
Right.
And I'm a big believer, because I'm a big believer in not testing the IRS and only doing what has passed muster. There's right. A lot of situations where people will bring me, oh, this is a great investment and we can get some phenomenal tax benefits. And if there's no tax ruling or code, I want no part of it. I don't. Okay. I'm very risk averse with my clients.
That's great. That's good, because you know you only can push the envelope so far.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to cross the line where you become a target, because it becomes more expensive to defend it than the whole thing is worth.
And you, of all people, know that.
Absolutely. You got to stay out of trouble. You know, I mean, that's the, you know, you can take it to a certain point, and then you got to say to yourself, you know what? I'm not doing it, because, you know, I'm got my pants down with no defense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you know, they're going to come to you, and you're going to have to give them the bad news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then there's all sorts of other stuff that you got to worry about. So
exactly.
So let me ask you a question. All right. You have a new client who is close to retirement, has little or no retirement savings. And he lives in this beautiful area of the North Shore of Long Island. What do you tell him?
I mean, that's a tough situation. I mean, realistically, they have to start like now, because when you have no retirement, realistically, you're going to have to probably rely on Social Security, right? I mean, we used to have a three-legged system, right? So one leg will be Social Security. The other leg will be pension, right? A pension. And the rest is your money that you've accumulated. Now, unfortunately, for most Americans, the pension is kind of went away. So we have a two-legged situation. Now, if you're going to rely strictly on Social Security and you live in where we live, you know, it's a tough call. That's a tough situation, because, you know, we don't have enough money here to live on. But, you know, if you go to Florida, there's other places in the country that you can survive on, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month.
Right.
But obviously here, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, we live in a little bubble here, East Coast, that, you know, I don't know if your listeners are other part of the country. I don't want to insult them, but it's just a different standard of living, different cost.
We have a different mindset.
Different mindset too. That's for sure. Northeast,
and I don't know. It's just a lot more. I think we're a lot more difficult than the rest of the country is.
You know what? There's a lot of truth to that, unfortunately. Yeah.
So have you ever had a case like that where the guy comes in and has nothing or little?
You know what? I just had someone recently call me up, because I do like a lot of live webinars, and the guy had $4,000 saved up, and he's 59 years old. And I told him, I said, listen, you know, realistically, it's not too late. We can start, but obviously you're way behind. You know, you're going to have Social Security and you really don't have a pension. So you're not in a great situation. But realistically, right, realistically, if he will start now, and if we do maybe eight years, if you could save $10,000 a year, you know, with appreciation of the market, you know, you'll still have a little nest egg of 100 grand, right? You have your Social Security that you take. If we can hold off on Social Security and maximize it to, let's say, you know, 70, close to 70 as possible, that guy can still retire, you know, where the standard of living is a little bit less, maybe, you know, in the Midwest or Florida or overseas. So it's still possible. But, you know, obviously, if you have $4,000 and, you know, you're close to retirement, you know, you're behind the eight ball for sure.
Okay. So now how do you help a client reduce their tax liability?
So that's a great question. There's a lot of moving parts to that question. So if we're doing, let's say, their IRAs, like I have a lot of clients that put a lot of money away in IRAs. So we look for ways to mitigate that tax bomb in the future. So we could look at some Roth conversions. You know, we look at some other ways of reducing their tax liability in the future, because basically when you set up that IRA, you have an agreement with the government that they're not going to tax you, you know, down the road. You know, the idea, right, is that you're going to have a lower tax liability when you're retired. Now, that's not always the case. And I've seen that situation happen a lot. So what we do is figure out a way to mitigate those taxes in the future, you know, with different investments now to contemplate what's going to happen in the future, because there's no crystal ball, right? We don't know what's going to happen in terms of the tax rate, but we look at the national debt, we look at what's happening, you know, the foregone, I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion, but in my opinion, I believe taxes will be going up, you know, so we have to anticipate that. So we have to be proactive rather than reactive. And we have to figure out a way to help mitigate your taxes now. So that's what we do. We put together a customized plan to make sure that you're not going to get a big tax bill in the future. And we do that on a very individualized basis.
Do you help the client figure out the required minimum distribution when the time comes? Now that
The RMD is now 72. I mean, that part is not a problem. Yeah, that's easy. Really, the difficult part, honestly, is them realizing, because I have a lot of clients with, you know, over $1 million in their IRA, them realizing that now they have a problem. You know, they're actually looking here and like, wow, I have all of this money in this IRA and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, that realization, I think, is really the biggest issue, and figuring out a way to mitigate that tax liability, because it's really a tax bomb. I mean, anything can happen. Look what just happened with the CARES Act.
Right, right.
Got your IRA. I mean, the change of the rules. So, you know, one minute everything is okay and the next minute it's not. So we have to plan in the future and come up with a strategic plan, a customized plan for each individual to figure out, you know, let's figure out a way to mitigate your taxes.
Right. I'm kind of figuring that with Biden in office, and if the Democrats gain control of the Senate, which, you know, it's a good chance that they will, that the tax cuts passed by the Trump administration are going to be repealed in total.
It's very possible. And like I tell my clients, because I got a lot of clients on both sides, and they always ask me to prognosticate. And this is what I tell them. Okay. And I use sometimes I use insurance for a tax mitigation tool. And Trump actually had on his platform that they were going to start taxing insurance. So a lot of my clients were freaking out. And I told them, I said, listen, this is the reality. Both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, have taken advantage of this tax, let's call it loophole of, you know, whole life insurance. So this is an opportunity for you to see what I've been telling you for years, that they're not going to touch it. And that went away. You know, it just disappeared, because you got the banks, you got the lobbyists, you got the corporations, you got the Republicans, you got the Democrats, who all take advantage of that same tax loophole. So they're not going to cut that off. So there's always something that you can do. And I warn clients about freaking out, you know, oh, Trump's in, or Biden's in, or Hillary's in, or whatever. Never worry, because there's always a plan that we can figure out to mitigate your taxes.
Right, right. So how do you use an insurance to protect, you know, to protect them? Other than the fact that the insurance, you know, is used to help families with, God forbid, the breadwinner dies.
Great question. So we do what's called infinite banking. Basically, what infinite banking is an overfunded cash value life insurance. And by putting it in constructing it in your favor rather than the insurance company's favor, that you can actually utilize that tool to pass on legacy and wealth to your family. But while you're living, you can actually borrow the money out without any tax consequence and utilize the money while you're still living. If it's constructed properly, when you die, you'll pay off the loans, which will be paid off, obviously, without any tax consequence. And your family will be left whatever is left over from your cash balance and your death benefit. And you see some of the largest names, wealthiest people have utilized this method. But it has to be done properly. That I really would like to stress that fact, because if it's not set up properly, it could be horrible, a horrible situation. And there's probably about 200 authorized practitioners who know how to set it up properly. I'm one of the practitioners here on the East Coast that we set it up the right way for the clients.
You have to be careful that you don't overdraw the cash value, because then it becomes a situation where it's not enough to cover the insurance portion of the policy.
And correct. That's one issue. That is one issue. MEC. So what you're alluding to, that you could MEC it and then you have a tax consequence, which would be a problem that you'll be taking care of. But you could also underfund it. And if you underfund it, then you'll have people like Dave Ramsey telling you how there's a horrible investment. And he'll be right. I mean, the reality is, you know, when it comes to Dave Ramsey and regarding this subject, he doesn't really have a full grasp understanding of how it works.
Right.
But, you know, his general viewpoint on whole life is correct. Like, I don't disagree. He tries to lump everything together. And when it comes to this actual construction of the policy, he's just completely wrong. That is a very, very powerful tool that the wealthy use, the major corporations and banks use all the time. And like you said, the politicians, they utilize it too.
Absolutely. Let me ask you another question. The volatility of the market. I mean, how is that affecting everybody now?
Because it's definitely
down another, and it doesn't seem like it's not gonna be one steady normal rise or in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the volatility is a major concern for people, especially for retirees and pre-retirees. So if you're younger, right, and you have a long time horizon, it's not a major concern, except for, you know, you look at your 401k and you're upset that, you know, hey, it was 100 grand and now it's 90 grand, but you're going to retire in the future. It doesn't really matter. Where it really matters is for someone who's going to retire in next year, 2 years, 3 years, because it has a major impact on their retirement income if they're going to take out money. Now, sequential returns is a real concern, because if you get hurt in the early years, it can have an incredible impact on how much money you can draw out of your retirement. So what we do is we look to protect in that period of retirement, pre-retirement, protect your principal and make sure that whatever you've saved is protected, so you don't have a major issue in terms of taking your money out when you need it most.
Okay. I got one last question to ask you. Do you have a favorite book or movie?
Great question. It's a great question. A lot. So I'm going to narrow it down. And I'm going to name a movie that I've loved for forever. It's Wall Street. So it's a classic, but I love that movie. I've watched it probably 30 times. So I absolutely love it. Book, I would say Think and Grow Rich. I think that's a great book for the average person to start and just have a basic idea of money. I think that's a great book. Think and Grow Rich. And for a movie, I love Wall Street. I'm sorry.
What did you learn from Wall Street, the movie Wall Street?
You know, greed. Greed is horrible. You know, he preached greed was great, you know, Gordon Gekko. But yeah. In the long run, it will cannibalize you. So, but it was just a great movie. And when I was younger, oh my God, I loved it. So
that's great.
That was one of my favorite movies.
Do you want to provide people with your contact information?
Sure. So people could contact me at Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at canonwealthsolutions.com. And they can give me a call at 917-991-2945.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks, Robert, for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining me on the Tax Resolution Ninja Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I thank my audience for listening, and please listen to our other episodes. See you next week. Stay safe. Don't forget to wear your masks. The life you save may be a member of your own family. Take care, and we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.